On the WB's new Tuesday, the Gilmore Girls season finale.
Don't get engaged.
A final farewell.
I think I may have loved you.
A mother's dream.
I'll have my own in one day.
A daughter's shining tribute.
We're not crying. Not crying.
Thank you, Mom. You're my guidepost for everything.
Crying a little, but not blubbering.
Rory graduates. Gilmore Girls, the season finale.
This is the why we started a podcast we call Gilmore Guys, because we wanted to take you to a magical world, a town called Stars Hollow, a show called Gilmore Girls.
Those girls are so crazy. Get up, Kev.
Now, if you haven't seen the show, let us tell you the story. Mother and daughter, best friends, Lorelai and Rory, they drink lots of coffee and eat like pigs, but through the magic of TV, they never get big.
Then there's Paris and Suki and Lane, that's a fact. Did we happen to mention Michelle is black? Bebop is Patty Taylor, Kirk, Jess, and Dean. But we bow to Emily, cause Bishop is queen. Luke and Lorelai acting all flirty. Luke gives her the drill. Lorelai says, dirty.
Will they or won't they? Ooh, Lorelai and Lukey. You know, Jackson did it all for the Suki.
So much dialogue, so much text. Rory, try a plum, it's better than sex.
Hey now, I got a question for you, Demi. What exactly happened in season 3?
Well, Lorelai dreams she has a baby with Luke. Some people say that it's adorable, but we say puke.
And we got lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Rory's dating Dean, and it's kind of a bummer.
Dance-a-thon, everyone's so beautifully dressed. Dean dumps her on the dance floor, and now Rory's with Jess.
Paris didn't get in, but Rory did. Also, Paris had sex, but Lorelai got the good kid.
In catches fire, just skipping his class. Rory chooses Yellow's Pizza, has a crazy big mask.
Dean and Jess fight, Jess's dad is in town. Dean's engaged, David Lane dated, Max is a clown.
Lorelai pays her debts and Emily's mad. Drunk Lane calls her mom, where the hell is her dad?
Fran dies, now they can buy the inn. Jess leaves without goodbyes, what a sin.
Yeah, when I say stars, y'all say holla, stars! Stars!
When I say where you lead, say I will follow.
Gilmore Guys, I'm Kevin.
I'm Jimmy.
And we're
the Gilmore Guys. And that's the first time we've ever done a song and not fucked up at least one line.
This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Squarespace. Now, unlike anything I've ever talked about on the air, I actually stand by Squarespace. I actually do, because I've used it for everything I've made. Literally, GilmoreGuysShow.com, the very website for this very podcast, was made using Squarespace. How beautiful is that? KevinTPorter.com, I made that using Squarespace. My old bake shop website, that was made using Squarespace. Because you can do it all with Squarespace. You can sell content on your website. So exclusive stuff behind a paywall. You can sell memberships, courses, or sell files your customers can download, like PDFs, music, or eBooks. You can do that with Squarespace. You can do analytics with Squarespace. So you can figure out who's visiting your website and why. And figure out how to get traffic and where's it coming from. You can also have people do flexible payments on Squarespace. Make checkout seamless for your customers with simple but powerful payment tools. Accept credit cards, PayPal, Apple Pay, and in eligible countries, offer customers the option to buy now and pay later with Afterpay and ClearPay. How nice is that? You can also do email campaigns, so there's constant outreach for your stuff and people know where to find you. So I'm going to let you know where to find Squarespace. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/Gilmore Guys to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or a domain. That's squarespace.com/Gilmore Guys.
Oh, okay, hang on. This is not a joke. We need a minute. I'm so sorry. We need a minute. Okay, do you feel good? We can do it. We're just going to be panting throughout.
Right, it's fine.
Yeah, we'll just sound like Mark Wahlberg.
It's fine. Okay.
Guys, a couple months ago, I tweeted a joke. I said, would anyone like to host a podcast with me called Gilmore Guys? And then Demi here responded, yeah.
Because I don't know what jokes are.
He doesn't know the difference between jokes and reality. And then 70 episodes later, here we are at the UCB Sunset Theater!
Thank you, everybody, for coming!
I should say, we sold out in 46 minutes.
That's insane.
4-6.
You guys are ridiculous.
You guys are dumb. You get this for free next
week. We didn't plan any of this show.
$6. We're just gonna sit down and talk.
Yeah, I might eat. I don't know. I'm hungry.
You want to get some Pop Tarts, bro?
I don't get that reference.
Okay. Me neither. Our breath isn't back yet.
Mine's fine.
Demi, fill for time.
What's the deal with? Have you ever thought about how, like, in Stars Hollow they call it a stoplight, but in England they say the red light?
Flawless. Okay. Guys, we can't dilly-dally around too long.
No, we have an hour.
We have too good of a show. We have an hour. One of our shows went 2 hours and 15 minutes. We can't do that tonight.
And he's here tonight. Anthony Trolley is somewhere in this audience. I don't know where you are, but stay up.
He's somewhere up there.
Hey, guys.
What? Oh!
Hey, okay,
you can keep going.
Sit down!
Oh boy, okay. Should we get into it?
I think we should.
All right, let's introduce our guest right now.
La la, la la, special guest.
Of course you know this lady from BFF. You know her from Playing House. She's the patron saint of Gilmore. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Jessica St. Clair!
To walk to that song anywhere.
I tell you to?
Yes.
Oh.
If you lead, I will follow.
Jessica, welcome to Gilmore Guys.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, I'm so sorry. We're still a little...
Yeah, you're winded.
Gotta need to exercise more.
You know what? You don't. That's one lesson we learn from Rory and Lorelai is that you can eat a bunch of shit and never work out. They never hit a gym. They look phenomenal.
You just gotta win it off. You gotta be so clever that your body can't handle it. You're laughing too much.
Exactly.
Jokes burn calories. We all know that.
Yeah, keep the core tight.
Jessica, what is your relationship with Gilmore Girls? How did you first get into it? Who introduced you to it?
I'm gonna tell you, Jason Manzoukas, I don't know if you know of his work. He had fallen in love with Gilmore Girls, and he said, I think you might like it. And so I tuned in. It was in a particularly dark time in New York City. I think I was living in a studio that had only one room, and there was no screens on the window. So one morning I woke up, and there was a pigeon on my nightstand table, legit, staring at me.
Like Snow White.
Yeah. So I needed to escape my reality. And I found Gilmore Girls. And it was such a dark time that I would sometimes have to come home from whatever had happened to me that morning and just get a 15-minute fix and then head back out for more abuse from the big city.
It was healing. It was necessary
it really
for
was.
At that point in time.
Yeah, and I just devoured it, and I loved it. I loved everything about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm just like, this is my dream
to talk
about.
We need to ask you right now, though.
Yeah.
Team Dean, Team Jess... Team Logan.
I don't know, first of all, who the fuck is on Team Logan? Look in the mirror and ask yourself some serious questions.
Blown back by that answer.
Really?
I almost fell out of my chair.
Check out his apartment. Who needs it? I don't know what that thing was.
Apartment.
Come
Wait,
on.
Who has an apartment?
Or his dad. I'm not interested in anything Logan has to sell me. I am firmly and always will be Team Jess.
Thanks for coming, guys.
Always.
Thanks for coming. We're done.
No, I'm done with you. And I'm here to come. I don't know how many people have been on that are Team Jess. Not enough?
There's been a good handful.
Yeah.
How many people here are Team Jess?
Yeah, people who believe in true love.
Oh, boy.
I don't need Dean's floppy hair. I don't need his long flannels. I don't need his stocking at Dosey's. I don't need any of it.
I think all of them suck, though. I think she doesn't have any good choices.
It's the lesser of two evils at this
yes,
point.
Yes, she does.
I don't even know who Marty is yet.
Team Marty, that's a stretch.
Who is Team Marty?
I'm shipping them in Kirk.
Yeah.
Team Kirk?
Team Kirk.
No. Team Kirk.
Kirk will treat a lady right.
Guys, Kirk's body. Oh, we'll get into it. We'll get into it.
Kirk is the opposite of Jess.
No, but okay, just to finish the poll, who here is Team Dean?
Shame them.
Oh my God.
I shame them.
I hope Jared's not here tonight.
Oh my God.
I'm so sorry, Jared.
It's nothing Dude, against the actor. It's Jess. Just not. It's just I'm not.
Yeah.
And I can't. And I don't. I didn't like when they had sex. I didn't like it. I didn't like the aftermath of it. I didn't like the single bed.
They have sex? They have sex?
Sorry.
She doesn't know.
I don't know where we are. I'm drunk. I have no idea how I even got on this stage.
She doesn't know what she's talking
about. It's fine. It's fine.
I'm so sorry. Oh my God. I don't know what I'm supposed to talk about.
First your team Jess, then your team spoilers. I don't know what. I don't want to do this anymore. We're like 10 minutes
I shut it down. Your first live show is your last show. Congrats.
2 Wednesdays from now, it's going to be like, oh, here's an 11-minute taping where they don't talk about the episode at all.
I'm so sorry.
No, it's really not a big deal. I just...
Any Team Logans out there?
So most people are Team Jess. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Team Logans need to go to serious therapy.
Team Jess needs to go... Oh my gosh, no, I just feel... Oh, okay. Well, let's get
into It's
let's
not get his fault. He has hard relationships with his dad.
With our dad. He left when
Who
he was
here
two?
Has a great relationship with their dad?
I do.
You're all liars.
In denial. Get this. Okay. Let's get into
What
the
about
episode.
Their first kiss? That was the most romantic thing you've ever seen at the gas pump. And then he's like, here's
well,
the
when
book.
When he's trying to light a match Wait, at the gas pump.
Isn't their first kiss technically at the wedding? At Suki's wedding?
That's true.
That oh, I guess hot. So.
No, I thought that was
oh,
good.
Yeah, no, it was a good
no,
kiss.
For real.
It was good that was kiss.
Wait, they kiss at the gas pump though, right? I'm remembering that right? And yeah. he gives her like Catcher in the Rye or some bullshit.
Yeah,
and,
some bullshit.
But still.
Oliver Twist.
So
yeah, books. I read books. Everything Jess does seems like they were trying to make like a modern revival of Grease with him as John Travolta's character, and I don't like it.
You do a great John Travolta impression,
no,
isn't that
no,
right?
I don't.
I'd love to see it.
I don't do one.
I'd love to see it. You don't know if Lauren Michaels is in this audience. He might
do you guys want to see Demi's John Travolta impression?
I'm so excited for it.
Never mind.
I told you I don't have
That's
one.
Like Mr. Cotter, John Travolta.
Mr. Cotter. Back.
Yeah.
This is episode 322, season 3 finale, Those Are the Strings, Pinocchio. Mm-hmm. And the Netflix synopsis for this is Rory and Lorelai prepare for Rory's graduation from Chilton, but major developments involving the Independence Inn threaten to dampen the festivities. Mm-hmm. That's fair.
That's fair. That's
okay. It's not as bad as most of their synopsis. Yeah.
No.
And now let's get into, hey, should we do audience participation with this?
See if we can do it. You guys come in on culture if you know what we're talking about.
Yeah. All right. A little segment we call Pop
Goes
the Culture. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
That's good.
We take every single pop culture reference in the show and put them in the supercut, listen to them back or watch them back tonight and see what we can make of it. So this is episode 322, Pop Goes the Culture.
Hello, Pinocchio, those are strings.
From Jane Austen to Eudora Welty to Patti Smith.
We're the Chilton equivalent of 50 Cent's posse.
You want to kill the little romping Bambis?
Yeah, I got Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Good energy to Hillbilly.
Hey, Babila, take a seat.
Huey Lewis in the news?
I've been a resident of Faulkner's Yucknapatawpha County.
Herb Alpert in the Tijuana Brass?
Oh, but I've been depressed for days. I couldn't watch the dating game anymore.
Hunted the white whale aboard the Pequod.
I did tell you about the dangers of mold, right? and Ed McMahon's dog.
Sailed a raft with Huck and Jim.
Tell it to Denny Terrio here.
Committed absurdities with Ignatius J. Riley.
I am the tiger.
Rode a sad train with Anna Karenina.
And it's the one that Leonardo DiCaprio drives.
And strolled down Swan's Way.
Harriet Beecher Stowe walked on this marble.
They'll mistake you for Simone de Beauvoir. Tom Brokaw's toupee, comber outer.
I'm Antonio Banderas.
Though my time here was briefly interrupted by my period spent on Broadway hanging out with Stephen Sondheim.
Was donated by Robert Frost.
The love poo.
Was ceremonially lit for the first time by Thomas Edison.
Cherish is the word I use to describe. Bong, 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 bong.
Oh, all the Brad. Feelings I...
Bong, 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 bong.
That kid is the unsung hero of that whole season.
He truly is.
Was he a real... I found myself thinking a lot about him on the drive here, and I don't know why.
About
like,
Brad?
Was he a real Broadway star that they...
He was.
Was he?
Yeah. We, spoiler
was
alert,
he
we recently talked to him.
You
and
did? He was
yes.
on the podcast?
Yes, he will
well,
be on the podcast.
Well, by the time you're listening to this, you know that already.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
Spoiler
I don't know if it's the future or the past, but I just cleared your life by telling you what you hadn't seen. I don't know what's happening.
Honestly, just tell me everything now.
I don't
this,
want
I'm
to.
Done.
The oh, last boy. Season's but, not so good.
Oh, it's so bad. Will you come back for that and just like commiserate with me?
How about Paris, please?
I can't.
Oh,
write.
Man. But yeah, he was a legit Broadway actor. His name's Adam Wiley, and he's wonderful. He's also a magician. He told us about how he would like do tricks on the set to entertain the cast and crew.
Oh, I love it.
I wonder, we should have asked him if they were like, oh my god, we should use that for Jess.
Yeah,
Jess also does like close up magic to impress Rory twice and it never works.
No, he
works.
Does. Oh,
he yeah,
does. Yes,
oh,
he does.
Yeah,
with
he does.
The. No, whatever.
Oh, hell yeah. Who's this your card? Stop
oh,
it.
Still
oh,
hot.
Here's an orange. Oh, that's gone. Oh, I'm the worst.
May I ask a question that I don't know the answer to?
Yeah. Sure.
Wasn't the real Rory, what's her name?
Alexis
Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
Like
I'm
going to
call her Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
Please.
Wasn't she dating him at the time?
Yeah,
and you can feel it. And sometimes. Like Angelina and Brad, you couldn't feel that. You know, like chemistry, it didn't work. Sometimes when you're effing off screen, you don't feel it on screen, but I think it only encouraged.
Tell us about Hollywood, Jessica.
That's how it works. That's how it works.
That's how you do it, okay.
Right?
No, I concur. I think we both concur that they have the most on screen chemistry up to this point.
100%.
For various reasons.
Yeah.
Jess looks like a Bruce Springsteen circa 1978 lookalike.
Yeah.
So that alone for
do
me.
You, wait, do you have like a mental chart of like Bruce through the years?
Yeah. Not yeah. heroin Bruce. Not when he was into heroin.
Yeah, that's 75.
It's pre-Rocky Crown, post-born in the USA.
Yeah, yeah. No, 84 is like the Rambo era. And
yeah.
88 is like the leather vest. We'll get into it later.
Anyway.
But yeah. Everything check out in that, all the pop culture references.
I don't like Rory listing off all those references in her speech.
I didn't like it either.
I thought it was so, I was just like, ugh.
But then I thought to myself... Is this more like... I felt like it was such a bad speech until she got to the mother stuff, which was so touching.
Right.
But the first part of it, I was like, are they trying to be realistic to how bad a graduation speech? Because I was like, this is bad.
It was one of those weird things where it felt like an acceptance speech for an award she didn't win.
Yeah, yeah.
And because it was like,
technically
I like to thank my team. And, yeah. It was very self-centered. It's usually like, go forth and blah, blah, blah. But they did cut away.
I read all these books.
Yeah.
I read all these books. I read all of these books.
There's more books I read.
And some of them, I didn't even know the rep. Who's Ignatius B. Cumberbatch?
Ignatius B. Cumberbatch was a 18th
oh,
century
Sherlock.
Poet. What's that?
From Sherlock.
Yeah,
was
from
that
Sherlock.
Who was?
An 18th century poet from Sherlock.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about the episode in general. It's written by Daniel Palladino.
Oh.
One half of the Palladino team and directed by Jamie Babette. And I think for me, this is probably my second favorite season finale so far. There were so many beats in it that I thought worked so, so well.
Phenomenal.
Most especially like the last two acts.
Yeah.
Like everything having to do with the graduation.
I agree, but company. It's not also... It's. I mean, the first... We've gotten three season finales and the first one's terrible.
It was not
the
good.
First season finale. What happens in that?
Thousand Days Roses, Max and shit.
Oh, Max.
I'm so glad Max is gone. And I hate to say that about anyone, but he's the most boring... Like,
I saw him on the elliptical trainer the other day.
Is that true?
I did.
Did he look bored out of his mind running?
He did. He had the same thing, and he hadn't aged any, which I thought was weird.
It
like
is
I don't.
Weird. He's
yeah.
on that new NBC show.
Is he? Yeah. I never felt it. I never felt it. Who cares? I never felt it for Max, but not. I really didn't feel it for tiny goatee man, friend of the...
Ah, come on! Why don't you just tell me who dies?
Nobody died.
Oh, great.
Yes. I know, you told me this backstage, and I don't care. I guess I don't care. I guess at the end of the day, I don't care.
Honestly,
I want to talk what I want to talk about. So
I'm going to declare this a spoiler-free zone, because I've already got some pretty big spoilers from friends unintentionally, so it's like...
It's not like
let's
the sixth sense,
let's
you know
just
what I mean?
Go
I'm not
on.
Like, they're all ghosts.
And to be fair, it is a 15-year-old show, so I don't know.
Right.
This whole thing's a charade.
So off in a try.
It's like spoiling...
The Bible.
Spoiling the Bible.
I'm actually back. Sorry, guys. Read it.
Got me.
Read it.
It's hard to read all in one night. I'm not there yet.
Oh, yeah, like Dave read all in one night. A thing that you can definitely do.
Call back.
So everything about the graduation works. Actually, let's go ahead and play another clip from the most, probably the most touching part of the graduation speech.
This really got me.
And Rory's little shout out to her grandparents and her mother.
Richard and Emily Gilmore are kind, decent, unfailingly generous people. They are my twin pillars, without whom I could not stand. I am proud to be their grandchild. But my ultimate inspiration comes from my best friend, the dazzling woman from whom I received my name and my life's blood, Lorelai Gilmore.
Girl, hang in there.
My mother never gave me any idea that I couldn't do whatever I wanted to do or be whomever I wanted to be. She filled our house with love and fun and books and music, unflagging in her efforts to give me role models from Jane Austen to Eudora Welty to Patti Smith. As she guided me through these incredible 18 years, I don't know if she ever realized that the person I most wanted to be was her.
Not crying. Crying a little, but not blubbering. That's what we meant when we said no crying. No blubbering.
Thank you, Mom. You are my guidepost for everything.
On the verge of blubbering here.
Kevin?
Yes. The answer's yes. Guys, we got it.
Kevin cried! He did it! He cried!
Meryl Streep up in here. Just bringing it.
This chair has fallen over like four times already.
These chairs are not safe, and they never have been. Maybe a new theater, but we will all be in traction tomorrow.
We got so many Twitter Q&As. Did I cry, Derek? Yes, I cried. I did.
Baby.
Okay, moving on.
It's a beautiful scene.
I wish we'd included the end where Luke is cries. Blubbering because his looks so unbelievable to me. It's just like,
guess
like
what
he's
else?
Never cried a day in his life.
I don't want to see him without a hat ever. You know what it's like when you see a.
It's not bad in this episode.
It's not bad, but it's not good. And it's like when a hermit crab has to make, like, when it grows out of its shell and it needs to, like, make that terrifying inch to the next shell. And is it good to get stamped?
Like he's circling between hats until someone drops
him. I'm so upset for him. There's a vulnerability there that I don't
care for. The only thing about his hair is that the widow's peak is so sharp. He looks like a cartoon villain.
Yeah.
It's like an M is carved into his head.
I don't care for it.
That's bad news. But what's weird is, and even in this season, it alternates between... The full-on Nick Cage.
Sure.
And then, like, the buzz cut, like we see in this episode.
Yeah.
They can't choose one.
They
I
can't.
I like the Nick Cage more.
Wait, is this fashion?
Oh, boy.
Is this fashion?
Oh, I can't wait.
Is it time for the fashion report?
I can't wait. Fashion!
Oh, brother.
I've got some thoughts about a cardigan. I'm Rory.
Okay. I don't know if we have a visual aid for that.
The olive green cardigan she wears over the graduation dress.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think it was a great choice.
It wasn't great.
I loved the dress. I didn't want it hidden by that cardigan.
Right.
And I didn't understand it.
Both her and Lorelai's dresses are on point for the graduation.
Lorelai's dress.
Lorelai's dress. First of all, her boobs. Her boobs are perfection.
Her front circles are on.
Front circles are good.
Front circles.
We're
top
gentlemen,
bits,
so we don't.
Top bits, 100%.
Top bits, 100%.
And who would match a cardigan perfectly with a dress? Nobody. But
it looks like it's the same dress.
Exactly. But I thought to myself, I'm gonna should do that.
Yeah.
I should do that.
You should have done that for this podcast.
I should have. I'm
just
sorry.
Imagine black with black.
I don't know about this outfit.
Yeah. For those listening, Demi is standing like he's got something to say.
I'm not sure. What's up? That.
I'm leaning on this table because I'm afraid of this chair being blown away again. I just don't trust it.
Are you aggressively standing up?
No, I'm too tired.
I'll just sit down again.
Guys, what about Emily Gilmore though in an ice blue?
Woo!
phenomenal. I want to look like that.
She looks like, yeah, we do have a picture of this, right?
She looks like, it's kind of like an ice skating top.
Yes, it's the Nutcracker.
They're but, ready to go to the Olympics, man.
And I don't love her hair is a little Darth Vader, to be honest. But
even more
it looks better.
Before.
It looks better.
In this profile, her hair looks very much like the berries and cream Starburst guy.
Yes. Yes!
I'm not insulting
what a deep
her.
Cut there.
It's good hair for a woman.
Yeah. But that color is phenomenal on her. It's phenomenal on her. And
we'll
then,
go to the next yeah. one.
I should have waited before I gave all my opinions.
No, never. Why?
Love that cute sweatshirt. You have one in that, her in that? Cute.
We're just going to look at it on this computer screen. Okay.
I don't know about that.
She looks like she's dressed like Axl Rose's forehead. Like, it's a bandana.
That's not a great look.
That's a bandana.
Interesting.
She's
interesting
5 seconds away from going home on the range.
Yes, but am I allowed to talk hair? Because I feel like this is
please
her best.
Do.
This is some of her best hair. It got way too long
later on.
They dress
her up for the finales.
Yeah, I'm liking the easy breezy feel to it.
Mm-hmm.
She reminds me of like when you see a hobo in a cartoon and he's got the bag. That's it.
The bindle.
That's what she's with. The bindle.
That's the bindle.
She looks like she's in a bandana.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm going to keep saying that she looks like she's in a bandana.
All right.
It's a rodeo.
Well, next one.
Sensei, this is Patty.
Looks amazing.
She always is just running at 100. She's the best dresser in this wow entire show.
You know that everyone else was like, oh, these Spanx are killing me, but she's like, fuck it. I'm just going to slip into this kimono and just take a nap for most of this. Yeah. Yeah, she's
oh,
doing
man
it.
David, did you have some Def Jams for some of these?
No.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yes,
yes, and that.
You did?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Yeah, we're not good at improv. I shut him down entirely. This looks like a Walmart ad. This is a Walmart ad.
Yeah.
He's the all-star like quarterback, like, go long, we're tossing footballs on the quad and just having fun kind of guy. I don't like this shirt. It reminds me of Green Bay Packers.
Charlie Brown. It has a Charlie Brown sad quality to it. I don't know why there's three shirts. There's a white tee underneath the layer, underneath the layer.
It's so cold in Stars Hollow this time of year.
Yeah.
He looks like someone who saw Friday Night Lights and Tim Riggins. And he
that's
was like,
exactly what I was about to say. Bring me Tim Riggins any hero day. No, but that hair is not.
Can I be real about something? I think Jess is a shitty version of Tim Riggins from Friday Night
Fine
Lights.
Fine. I'll
is,
never.
Is Tim
I'm
the
not
coach?
Gonna, yes.
Okay.
No, Tim is not the coach.
Tim is Tim the coach?
I don't know Friday
you
Night
watch
Lights.
God.
No. Clear eyes, full hearts. I don't know it.
Can't
is
lose
it full? What?
Full brains, full
that's
eyes.
Your next,
clear.
That's your next podcast.
Friday Night Fellas?
Friday Night Fellas. Oh!
On point.
Both of them.
Flawless.
We have nothing to say
more.
Maury and
I love their
Babette.
Their relationship.
They're the best.
Did they, you guys ever feel weird about how close their houses were? Like, there's no definition. It's almost like their house is like a guest house of Lorelai's
oh, yeah
house.
They're definitely hearing stuff. And
yeah.
But not anymore. They're we never see their house stuff being that close.
You don't, but one time you did.
It's
I think when
wake
she came home from something, or maybe from a trip, and then Babette's like, mm-hmm, anyway, it always disturbs
how
me.
How the
location. Yeah.
Gotta give it a little something.
All right.
Who's the fox?
We're not going to play the sound clips. We're just going to imitate them.
They have a very active sex life, I feel like.
Oh, they're
100%,
crazy.
Right?
And he doesn't ever take the sunglasses off.
He doesn't. Because he would go
for good reason. For
her
good reason.
Glow.
No, no. I mean, just because it gets bright.
All right. Fair enough.
What is Jackson wearing? What's that shirt? It's a Hawaiian shirt?
Jackson looks like Quentin Tarantino killed John Lasseter and took over his identity.
He does. He looks like he came in to do extra work on Up. And
it's all right. I love that polka dot dress on Lorelai, though.
Love
great
it. It's elegant.
It's on point.
It's classic.
Yeah.
It's Zooey Deschanel, new girly, ukulele cover of a Wu-Tang Clan song, polka dot. That's what I call
coming
it.
Coming at us.
I'm very mad about this. No, I have no feelings about it. Suki's dress, that's the Barbie logo, right? It
the
looks
Barbie
exactly
logo?
You know how it has the bar like Barbie in pink and then the flowers surrounding it.
She's always
I'm not familiar with that, I'm so sorry.
Me neither. Next slide.
Are we done with this one?
Yeah, I think they look great.
Alright. And finally we go back to
King and Queen in the Castle.
Yeah, the phenomenal. That's a great sweater set. Hair is a little softer.
I'll dress like Richard when I'm in.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Richard's living
a
dream.
I'm a little upset we didn't dress like Emily and Richard today.
By the way,
we danced a lot. We're fine.
You don't
my
think
childhood living room looks exactly like that, by the way. No
was
joke.
That weird for There's you watching of, it then? You projected a lot?
Yeah, I projected a lot of it. But yeah, a lot of those, you know, that kind of brocade situation.
Emily, a lot of times, wears like blouses that have outlines on them. And I think they always look great.
Mm-hmm. She's a beautiful woman. Nobody's gonna take that away from her.
Oh, I get sincere for a little bit, and everyone's like, yeah.
Guys can't sincerely like women's clothes, okay.
Yeah.
Progressive audience at UCB. This has been the Fashion Report.
Fashion.
Yes,
thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
One thing I did want to say, I'm sorry to go back to it, but I've loved is that sometimes there's a repeat. For Lorelai, like there's a repeat of a shirt or a jean, and that only makes me think more that they're real people. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like you will notice, like, oh right, she wore that before. Like that's a real house, right. That's a real closet. Well, and I know it's not, but I want it to be. You know,
anything can be a closet.
Yeah.
Emily
yeah.
wears that pink and blue cardigan like three or four times in
Does
the series.
Does she? That's mm-hmm. interesting.
Yeah, especially in the finale, which we won't speak of at this point.
What if you're at home, you just had like a poster board of all of Emily's cardigans?
It's Bruce on one
yeah,
side,
what if?
Emily on the other.
Yes,
I swear.
Yes.
What if?
What if?
Woo! Haha. Miami. I think by far the scene stealer in this episode is
Paris.
Oh, by a mile.
She has so few scenes in each one. I almost cried when she's like waving at the family.
With her nanny, God. Her nanny.
Well,
family.
Actually, we got a clip.
Hit that clip
if I can find it.
Also, shiniest hair in Hollywood.
Here we go.
Watch.
Congratulations, Paris.
No hard feelings.
Okay.
Oh. You cut
so
it.
Sad.
It's so sad. But you know, I thought she's finding, you know, the little daisy growing out of the rocks. Like, there she is. She's finding, you know, love with her nanny's family.
Yeah.
That makes me feel good.
It's so adorable.
She's going to get up to some bad stuff in college.
I got bad news for you.
Why even say that? Why say it?
I know. I don't care.
Oh. She really is. She's going to make some bad choices.
Or some good choices.
I don't know about
she
that.
She heroin? What do you mean by bad choices?
Isn't that guy in Harry Potter?
No.
As far as I know, Jamie's the only guy.
Doesn't
Spoiler
he?
Spoiler alert, she has sex with Daniel Radcliffe.
Doesn't he fuck Snape? She fucks Snape.
Oh, I'm okay with that.
She goes to Pound Town with Alan Rickman in season 4 of Gilmore Girls.
Look,
you heard it here first, folks.
I would have preferred it to what happens.
I think they're all an intellectual match for it. It's okay with me.
Okay.
I just don't want it to be like, Rory, you dumped Jess and now I'm with him. Isn't that
no,
great?
No. Don't be crazy.
She would destroy Jess.
But you're going to love it when they go to college.
How about, yeah, you will. How about we watch Jess's only scene in this episode?
Mm. He says no words?
Yeah. Wow.
This scene only made me love him more.
Let's watch it and then we'll tell you why you're wrong. Okay, so we'll play this clip right now. Ooh, we got a little delay. Hang on. Da-da-da, da-da-da, da-da, tech problems.
Here's the Uptown Funk, gonna give it to you.
Tech problems, gonna give it to you. Okay, here we go. This is Rory's phone call. What? Oh, no, it's not on here. Here, I'm gonna add it real quick. Demi, vote for time.
Do you want to just recreate it?
No, sure.
No, right. God, no. What is happening?
It's
terrible. This is...
Who's who?
I'm Jess.
And you treated me poorly, and you didn't handle things right, and I think I might have loved you, but I don't now, and I have to move on. I'm going to Yale, and I'm going
He's
to
not Europe jerking
tomorrow.
Off!
He might as well!
Stop making that noise!
No,
he's just on the Venice boardwalk.
Get out on Venice!
Lori, I gotta go.
No!
On the phone. This is the one in a series of several phone calls
yeah.
where Jess calls Rory and says nothing.
Yes, because he doesn't. What can he say? He knows he.
If
he
someone
doesn't
did this to you, you'd be like, I'm calling the cops.
Oh my God.
Are you sitting down now?
Wasn't it? Somebody told me that this was a pilot. Like, Jess going to Venice
the
was
previous
like...
Oh,
Windward Circle Jerk, yeah.
Was that true?
Yeah. It's a backdoor pilot
the
for...
The penultimate episode.
I don't
this
care
episode.
For the name backdoor pilot. I don't. And I don't want it said to me
That's
or about me.
You and me.
How else is an airplane supposed to land?
Okay, but for real, we do have the phone call. I think it is worth playing, so we'll go ahead and play
it. It is, just to right get that...
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now let's talk about your social battery. Maybe right now it's bursting at the seams with energy. Maybe it's a little drained. Maybe you're one of those people like my friend with their phone battery that keeps it 2% all the time, even when they stay home all day. And they definitely could charge up if they wanted to, but they don't. Well, regardless of where it is, it's important to understand why it is the way it is. Why is the battery low when it gets low? Is it because you're feeling less social? Is it because you're feeling sad? Is it because of emotions you've yet to identify? Or maybe just boundaries you haven't set for yourself yet? Either way, it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves too thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, maybe you don't. Maybe you need a little more alone time. Well, either way, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. This is so important because I've been in therapy for 10 plus years, for some would say, technically, 11 years this month, and it's helped me so much understand where I get my energy from, how I use my energy, how to better use my energy, and how to maintain things in a way that's sustainable and healthy and good. And that's to do, of course, with boundaries, but also just understanding who I am and what I want. And I couldn't have done so much of that work without therapy. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/GilmoreGuys today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/GilmoreGuys.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Memory out of my brain.
Out of your head. Was it jerking off?
Fine. I'll talk. You didn't handle things right at all. You could have talked to me. You could have told me that you were having trouble in school and weren't going to graduate and that your dad had been there, but you didn't. And you ended up not taking me to my prom and not coming to my graduation and leaving again without saying goodbye again. And that's fine. I get it. But that's it for me. I'm going to Europe tomorrow and I'm going to Yale and I'm moving on. And I'm not going to Pine. I hope you didn't think I was going to Pine, okay? I think I may have loved you, but I just need to let it go. So, that's it, I guess.
I hope you're good. I want you to be good. And, okay, so goodbye. That word sounds really lame and stupid right now, but there it is. Goodbye.
Okay. Bye. Forever, I guess.
He does a lot of jaw acting. A lot of stories are being told.
Forever, Rory.
It's so hot on the beach, I gotta wear long sleeves.
With all this stuff in the future, which Danny hasn't seen yet.
So come on!
I'm gonna probably talk about it.
Okay. So that is his only scene in this episode. No dialogue, just him silently. What? How is this not the behavior of a creep or a sociopath?
At least go like, Rory, I'm
sorry, or I'll always love you, or you know. What can he say? He knows. I mean, they're star-crossed lovers.
What does he know?
Well, he knows what's going to happen.
Let's not pretend
they're
Romeo and Juliet.
She's going to be the pussy when that thing happens and she has a choice.
Just say whatever. Just say it.
Demi, earmuffs.
Yes, she will.
I disagree with that.
Really?
Yeah. No, and I think
could have been a summer in New York of just nonstop effing and.
And close-up magic. And like, maybe at the same time, I would assume. I'll make your inhibitions disappear.
So anyway, I would have gotten on. I would have gotten on.
You're good.
Okay. Movingon.org.
This is what he's done to Rory in this season, season three. He has hurt her so much, and he's damaged her so deeply, which is like a good part of like growing up and adolescence and heartbreak and blah, 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 and da, da, da. But it is not a good, I don't understand why people are teens.
He's a good heartbreak boyfriend. He's the boyfriend that you mature to the point where you are, like this scene is so great for Rory because she's developed enough to be like, I don't deserve this shit, I'm moving on.
See, and I say that if this continued, if Gilmore Girls was still going on, they would get married.
No.
Yes.
What?
They are meant for each
clap.
Other.
Don't. No.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
No.
I love that our entire audience is against us.
The movie version, he would have gotten his shit together. He would have been the editor of the Paris Review. He would have lived in like a beautiful brownstone that he refurbished himself in Brooklyn. And she would have been like on assignment there. And she'd been like, Jess, oh my God. And they would have had like the best sex of their lives. And they would have gotten married.
But look, the sex is probably great. The marriage would have been a disaster.
Oh, who cares?
True. There have been communication issues out the butt.
You know what?
But we can't judge characters based on things that they haven't done. Like, you just made up a scenario in which your team.
I'd like to see that scenario.
You know, if she had stayed with Dean, maybe Dean would become better.
No. He can't.
Maybe if Kirk kept going to the gym. Like, we could do this about anything. Maybe if Taylor, I don't know.
Taylor's not married. Is that correct?
Taylor's a freak. Something weird's going on with Taylor.
We've questioned Taylor's sexuality a lot. And figured, we don't know
but
if
you
he's
don't,
married.
I don't think he is. Because you never hear of a Mrs. Taylor.
He's only sexually attracted to order, I think.
Yeah. I found that ice cream shop particularly creepy. Is that not having...
No, it's not. We know it's there.
Well, but he's not. It's fine.
But there's a window.
Through the wall.
No one's going to get over that.
Luke and Taylor have the most sexual tension.
Oh, yeah. They're a real moonlighting situation.
Damn it, Taylor.
He's like, get out of my shop. Oh, what happened to my dome?
He's into Luke.
He's very into Luke.
100%.
Who wouldn't be? Are you team Luke? No spoilers. For real.
What other teams are there?
What other teams?
Oh, there's a few.
Max sucks. Who's the guy? Who's
team
that guy?
Christopher. Team
Peter. Not Christopher.
Okay,
I'd
say it's either Christopher or Luke.
Christopher and his leather jackets. He needs to grow up.
Take your top off. That's his first line in the show.
Yeah, I'm not.
And hopefully his last.
No.
And a callback. They'll be like, hey.
Wait, has the thing happened?
No.
Okay.
I think we handled that very well.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
What thing happened?
I'm not telling you.
Now I'm interested.
I'm not into him.
What thing?
I think they could have given us some juicier options, honestly, for some competition to Luke. I would have liked to see some real options put forth.
Christopher's pretty juicy. They have good chemistry.
You're right. They do. But then he just does so many things that you can't really ever buy him back. You know what I mean?
I could. Oh, really? Okay, Christopher.
Wait, you could? What do you mean?
I'm just saying, if we can buy Jess back by making up a magical movie in which he's the president of the universe, then we can forgive Christopher for a few missteps.
I don't think.
I guarantee if there were a season 8, Jess would be coming out of rehab.
You think so? And he's better for it. And he's done all those steps.
We should all go to rehab.
Yes.
All right, everyone's going to rehab. Going Let's to, go.
Yes.
Look under your seat.
Yeah. Look under your seat. It's a ticket to rehab.
I would love that. Because then I could take as many naps as I wanted. Isn't that sad?
What's are you doing okay?
No.
I need to dive back into the double G's. I do. Just
I
to like,
so. I think
you
this
know.
Is the perfect excuse yeah. to the show. Now, Demi, you had me pull a clip, and I'm very curious as to what your commentary for it is going to be. But we're going to show it right now. And this is like one of the first scenes of the episode. And we're
I have no commentary. I'll tell you that right now.
Let's not export stuff. Let's not give it. Yeah, let's not give it any context. But here we go. This is Suki and Lorelai examining what may one day be the Dragonfly Inn.
We could be running our own inn in less than a year.
Oh, oh!
What's the matter, Kirk? Mole?
No, mouse.
Look at the way he runs! Look at the way he runs!
Let's do it again. Let's do it again. He looks like a muppet who grew legs.
He looks like he's like
no
destroying.
I can't figure out his.
You know how when bass drummers jump, they have to extend their arms to like catch air. That's what he's doing. Yes. He's trying to jump and like he has hammer pants.
He's in one of those full jumpsuits a lot. I feel like, but that part of it is it's obscuring. We don't know where his torso ends and his legs begin. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm
just
with
one giant gelatinous running blob.
Remember the upsetting storyline where his cat was abusing him? Did that happen?
Oh, yeah, Cat Kirk was just like going to town on him. It was
I don't know news. About that.
I don't. Have we gotten, I actually
have
don't
you
remember.
There?
No, yeah. We've gotten to that.
Okay.
I was like, have we gotten to the topless Kirk scenes?
I don't think I've
we
ever.
Haven't. Okay.
When we've seen. Guys? We've gotten to the naked portfolio scenes of him.
Okay, but they don't actually show it.
Yeah.
Well, there is a scene coming up where he's in a steam room, and
I can't wait.
It raises more questions than it answers. I'll just leave it at that. Oh man. Oh, here's the other.
By the way, the inn looks like a murder shack. I don't know why they're buying.
That looks like the set of The Shining.
It's a theme.
Yes. Yeah. It's
but,
the theme.
But remember,
come
how
here,
good.
Maybe you'll die. Ooh.
Did I hear a true story that was the Firefly Inn was a place that...
Dragonfly?
Sorry, guys. Where Amy Sherman had stayed, it was a real inn, I heard.
There was a town in Connecticut right before she wrote the pilot for this show that was kind of like the Independence Inn. Mm-hmm. It was kind of like a touristy town where it's like, Quain, everyone knows your name, and blah, 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 and there's all these, like,
that it's based
people.
On. And do we know what town that is?
We
can
do.
We go move there?
We do, and I forgot the name. Washington Depot, that's right.
Washington
thank you.
Depot? That's a town name?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Where you get all your Washingtons.
I was about to say.
It is Washington Depot.
Okay.
And then what's funny, though, there's the in the Gilmore Girls companion book, Ed Herman talks about Washington Depot. What? Guys, come on. You're at a
choir
Gilmore
reading.
Girls
yeah.
podcast.
You're the
Don't
nerd.
Don't freak out that I know too
it's
much.
Like when they go,
shame us.
It's like this when they go to the Poe convention. It's like, whoa, we only kind of like
oh, talk. Boy.
No.
Boy, oh boy. No, but Ed Herman talked about like how her take on it was totally wrong. Like, no, Washington Depot is like a dump, and it's not
oh,
like that. It's dreamy. But she just went to this like very specific part of it that was like super quaint and quirky and fun.
Right. She was drunk the whole time. And
probably.
Like, high on Chardonnay. And then,
yeah. Are you a Bunheads fan, by the way?
No.
Oh, shit.
Be very clear with you that in the pilot of Bunheads, they kill off that tour guide.
You can't spoil two shows for me. Just tell me what happened to the end of Mad Men already.
What happens at the pilot? Age of Ultron, do they kill him?
What's in the hatch? Just tell us.
What's in the box?
Listen, I wanted to love Bunheads. I couldn't with all of it. I couldn't.
I think you need to give it a second chance.
You
know we're doing Bunhead Bros. You guys excited for that?
Bunhead Bros.
I feel like we should call down our guest who's here from Bunheads and just make them come face to face.
Why? Is somebody here from Bunheads?
Maybe. No, I'm kidding. I'm
no,
just
oh my god.
Hello.
How's it going?
Hello. You were on Friday Night Lights.
So you're like a 50% with her.
Yes, okay. All right, 50-50.
Great movie.
We haven't talked about any of this show.
Sorry, guys.
This episode.
We have 15 minutes.
Okay. Oh, okay. Let's get to
what do we want to hit? Do we want to hit the other thing you told me to pull?
What did I?
Suki?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Sure, it's just a sound clip.
This is just a sound clip. It's fun. Maybe it's voice and time.
I need to freaking fry a dead animal in a skillet. I'm going nuts.
That's the most Melissa McCarthy line so far.
Yes, I thought the same thing.
It's where I feel like that's her character in Bridesmaids.
It's the only definable joke that they've ever given Suki.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, aside from her flipping an entire keg into a trash can at one point.
Right. But she doesn't much get like a true like she's quirky and everything in the show, but you don't get to see her do her comic thing as much, which I don't mind. It's still like the most likable character in the world, but it's nice to see her nail it, you know, just given a chance to stick the landing.
I feel like there's even more shades of her to play in this show than there are in some of the movies she's doing now. That's just me. But I mean, it's all great. It's all beautiful tapestry. I feel all of you pulling away from me right now. I don't know why.
This crowd loves Tammy.
Where all my Tammy heads at?
Tammy
heads. Do we want to talk about...
Laura Graham's hair doesn't get as much attention. Like, Connie is... Britain is getting a lot of attention for hair, and she deserves it. It's beautiful hair. But Lauren is dealing with a great head of hair as well. And that's I feel true. Like she's, you know, we're not talking
do
enough about
it. Do we ever see her hair that, when it's not down in the show?
Oh, sure, yeah. Pigtails, ponytails.
Yeah, she'll put it up. She'll put it up.
Yeah,
she's been known.
Have we not talked about her hair enough? Do you guys feel like? All right.
What's the poor, status report on how much we talk about her hair?
We're just having a conversation now. This is fun.
They start off the episode by coming into Luke's and taking off their shoes. That's the most disgusting shit.
Wait, do they take off their shoes,
Yes,
too?
And he's like, don't take off your shoes when they drop all their stuff. They're the worst.
Yeah, no, that's it. The teaser is just that is the type A, self-entitled, we are the queens of this town, which is true.
It's true, and they deserve
they
it.
They just, like, leave all their shit everywhere.
Yep.
You said they deserve it?
They do deserve it.
They're the only, like, interesting people in the town. Everyone else is just like, I'm just coming back from the Petco or whatever every day.
I pick up some pet food for Rory's new blah, blah, blah. Like, it's all in service. It does revolve.
Look at this car I just got. I'm going to give it to Rory.
That was cute. I like that gag.
That was very cute.
Richard and Emily buy Rory a car. They put a bow on it.
And everyone else does,
and everyone else does the same thing.
I also love the line, it's the one Leonardo DiCaprio drives.
But then she's not driving a Prius later, I don't believe.
She crashes it again.
Oh, she crashes it. Right?
No, she... Oh, that happened. That happened.
Are you asking him what happened in season 4 and 5?
No,
she crashes the car earlier with
Jess.
Jess crashed a car with her.
But I don't think she's driving a Prius in her Yale years. I gotta do some.
Is she?
It's not like a Honda Civic. I remember thinking, like, couldn't they have, like, bumped
it up a bit? The next 4 seasons are sponsored by Toyota. Okay.
Yeah, it's like a big car commercial.
All right, fair enough.
They talk as fast as they drive.
Jessica can't be with you.
37 in theaters now.
Who wanted to see them go to Europe? I would have done 5 episodes of that.
It doesn't feel real that they're going to Europe. Because in my head, like, they talk about it, but it's like, it still seems sudden that they're going.
It would be so funny if they went to Europe, but it was still the back lot that they shoot all the
Or like, they had to go to Epcot Center.
Rudy, try a film. He's better than 6. Like, everyone's just their French versions of themselves.
Oh, man. So... the deal... Oh, well, let's talk about the title. Those are the strings, Pinocchio. So Rory makes the deal again that Emily and Richard are going to pay for the Yale tuition. And she's not going to owe him until 5 years after she's... That is a sweet deal, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If any of you guys have rich grandparents that love you, do that deal when you go to college.
Yeah.
If anyone offers you money, I say take it.
Absolutely.
Your financial tip from the Gilmore.
Yeah, just take it. And you know what I thought to myself? Like, they're not going to make her pay it back. Like, that's just like, I'm sure she would, but like, if she had to foreclose on that loan, is that what you do?
Yeah.
Then no one's going to come after her. You
it's
know
like
what
mad
I mean?
Money
if you foreclose on a house.
Let's forfeit on it. You forfeit on it.
Default. That's what it is.
I'm not Susie fucking Orma. I don't know. All right.
You're close.
I am. I would look so good in a popped collar.
You can do a Susie Orman impression.
Guys,
easy.
I've been so aggressive tonight, and I don't know why.
Yeah,
I
mean, this is
it's a very aggressive
setup.
We're all
here to enjoy the same thing.
We're on a stage.
We're all on the same team, right?
I'm sorry, it's not.
Except for us. Apparently, we're on a different team from everyone else.
Yeah.
We don't like Tammy. We don't like Jess.
You don't like Tammy?
I haven't seen Tammy. I can't confirm or deny anything about Tammy. I did not say anything about Tammy. You can't put that on me. I've not seen it.
Kevin's like,
you don't like Beyonce.
That were in Tammy.
Yeah, it's the same as not liking Beyonce.
It is the same. Women everywhere, we love both Beyonce, Tammy.
Tammy.
And
Mother
Lorelai.
Teresa.
Yeah.
Beyonce.
Exactly.
Hillary? Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know.
Okay.
I'd love to see her.
Any Matthew Gray Goobler fans in that? No, we'll get to that later.
That doesn't even make sense as a reference.
Waking the Beast. Well, let's skip to the end because we literally have 8 minutes left. It's
okay.
Been lovely. Skip to the end, and there is another dream fake out.
Which faked me out again.
I was mad.
It
I was
faked
angry.
Me. I
didn't see it coming.
I did not see it coming, and I've seen this episode several times. And I was like, oh yeah, don't get engaged.
I had to rewind.
Like,
when
this is good. I was like, great, great cliffhanger. And then he wakes up, and I was like, fuck this shit.
When I thought that was gonna be the cliffhanger, and I was watching this on a plane, and I was like, what the.
Sorry, it was beautifully played for a dream sequence.
I was mad at Lorelai.
Well, I liked it better than the opening dream sequence because people have pointed it out. That's like a book in the dream sequence in the premiere. And this
I hate that one.
Lorelai has that one dreams sucks. That are way faker.
That's the alarm clock.
Yeah. And she's pregnant and he's cooking breakfast.
No, thank you.
It's like
but
fanfic.
Yes, please, to that kind of weird teddy she's wearing. I was interested in the nightgown. I thought it was a very cute nightgown.
Oh, at the beginning of the season. Oh, hell yeah.
And but the rest of it was like, ugh.
Yeah.
No.
Question.
But I really did. But so that was a dream. She didn't say that. And I'm trying. I don't even remember. I have to dive in to see what happens when they come back. I know what goes down.
Why don't you
on
try to recount it right now?
Yeah, just tell me.
I'm not going to.
Just draw it out for season
four. I'm not
four.
Going to. But I also thought what was weird is that Luke like had time to run home. Have a dream on his
yeah, he fell asleep immediately. Yeah. Once
but in the time it took Rory and Lorelai just to walk from the where they had the graduation, like inside the school,
it's
he's
a
already
time
home.
They, like,
it's night.
Skip ahead.
It's night when he has his dream. Then they cut back and it's like we're still in the day.
Weird.
Yeah, you know Gilmore Girls is known for their innovative editing techniques.
Yeah, of
they
course.
Just play with time. It's like a Quentin Tarantino movie.
Yeah. It's a very Memento series.
Oh, totally.
Or maybe Luke is narcoleptic and we just never knew. Like he just.
Damn it, narcoleptic.
He was thinking about the insurance premiums on the school. He's just like, oh my god, insurance.
Where was Christopher?
Yeah, out of town on business.
But what was that about? What has happened previous to this with them?
The last time we saw him, he got in a fight with Rory over. What were they even fighting about?
No. The last time we saw them, Sherry had a baby.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Sherry.
So he's got
to be completely oblivious to how devastating that was to Lorelai.
Isn't it so great how I got a new family?
Wow,
isn't it
family.
Great, Lorelai?
Not you.
Yeah.
No. Oh, brother. But yeah, I wondered, that's probably like an availability thing, right? Because it doesn't make sense that he's not there. It doesn't even make sense
that Lane
isn't there.
They don't even lean on the
there.
Fact that, oh my god, I didn't realize Lane wasn't
right?
there.
By the way, Lane's pictures, she took 300 pictures at her prom.
That was weird.
They have to fit in like a shopping bag.
Yeah, she said keep them in order, and they look like it was like a homeless person's like grocery bag.
It was
a lot going on there.
She is struggling, and things don't get better for her either.
They do.
Come on,
they do.
I have.
Don't say it.
I'm not going to.
Don't.
But I'm feeling.
Well, I'm already sure that like Dave isn't coming back because this is about when the OC starts. So,
yeah, Dave's gone forever.
Poor Dave. They were great together.
Dave was the best guy on this show so far.
He's a weird, he's got some weirdness about him. He's scared of
soda. He's scared of carbonation.
Yeah, he has one speech where he goes to Lane's mom and like lays it all out in like that speech.
I read the Bible in one night.
I read the Bible in one night.
I'd like to see him and Lorelai together.
Dave and Lorelai? Yeah, I think that's what we were all thinking.
You know what I mean?
You know who would be together in season 8 is Dean and Lorelai.
They
have such weird
sexual tension.
They do have a lot of chemistry.
That's true.
They do. They have more chemistry than certainly than Rory and him.
Yeah, they're also the same height, so that's nice.
They see eye to eye on a lot of things.
Yeah.
And then the ending is just beautiful of them walking the children halls. Although she does have that line, it's not so scary anymore, is it?
I love that.
I loved it too, but then I thought, was it scary for
her? It was. You remember, everybody hated her. She had to eat alone. They still told her she was antisocial.
No, she loved eating alone, though.
No, she did. She did it because she was being defensive. She had to.
I think they should have done it in a place where Rory was, like, visibly scared. Because I don't remember her walking up a staircase.
Like Guantanamo Bay.
Welcome to Guantanamo, Rory. Not so scary now, is it? Oh, the Crypt Keeper, by the way, is running Guantanamo in my fan fiction.
Can I play... Well, we probably have time for one more clip, but can I play the thing that made me laugh out loud the most in this episode?
Is it bong-bong?
No, we already played that. Here we go. This is at the graduation.
Nanny, you brought the kids. Voces, troces, crianças.
Doris!
Minha querida Alzira, Catarina, Neo Lindo and Hickey, Antonio Banderas.
Mucho mac and cheese.
Oh my god. I can't believe you laughed. I fell in love. I'm in love.
Oh no, I laughed in love. Yeah. No, I'm with you.
It made me a little uncomfortable.
With?
The accent, the touching. I don't know. There was
going on in this.
These are like her brothers and sisters. Like,
know,
it's so beautiful to me.
It wasn't that. I just thought, like...
It's like Spanglish.
I don't know. There was a lot of classics.
Exactly. Like
she's that. Adam Sandler. They're the family that Adam Sandler lives with. I haven't seen Spanglish.
Did anybody see Spanglish?
This crowd is full of Tammy and Spanglish fans, okay?
Don't tell me Leone fans.
Where are my Spanglish boys?
Spanglish boys.
Suckers.
Spanglish suckers. It's a beautiful ending. They walk away. I teared up a little bit. I teared up a few times.
I did too.
Funniest thing to me was when Richard leans over during the ceremony and goes, like, when they're like, hey, what do you think the insurance on this place costs? Oh, the insurance, not much. But the
what's deductible.
Yeah, the deductible. Six figures easy. Six figures. they're good.
Flawless commentary. Yeah.
I have to say, I have an 18-month-old baby. In fact, my nanny's in the audience.
Give it up for babies.
Yes. My nanny lives a real-life Gilmore Girls. Right, Lauren? Yes. Her mom is... How old is your mom, Lauren? She's 85 years old. No, she's... But it is amazing to spend time with them because they are
60?
So close. Mm-hmm. She had you when she was how old, Lauren?
21.
She was 21. Oh. And we went to the beach. Anyway, they're just like the most lovely, best
friends.
Did
you date a Jess?
Yeah.
And how was she with
you? How did Jess turn out?
Not well.
He's building our house in Brooklyn.
Yeah, exactly.
Sounds
we'll see.
This is like a
we'll
fantasy
see.
Novel now. This is like a romance
anyway,
novel.
I don't mean to bring my nanny into it, but they have such a beautiful, like, all I've ever wanted is to have that with my daughter. You know what I mean? And so I was
you
taking notes. I was like, well, she's 18 months. I got to do the right things. But I was like, I was making notes, like, fill the house with fun laughter. Like, what did she say in that speech? I was like, I have to have more music.
Got it. You do her well, take. Got it.
Paper her wall with pictures of Harvard.
Yeah, and then when I saw her do that, like, let's go carve, I'm like, be spontaneous. You know what I mean? Like, at these moments, like, I just feel like I have to, like, to go back now as a new mom, I got to study it.
Surprise her all the time. Like, we're going to Disneyland. Why not?
Why not?
Why not?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't care that you're in school.
Yeah.
Guys,
so anyway.
I think...
No!
Okay.
I will not leave the stage!
Okay.
We got two more hours.
Let's do a quick speed round of things we want to mention real quick, because I feel like we didn't get into a lot of... Did you have anything else you want to...
Insights?
They have a small town meeting where they talk about clubbing the deer to death.
Oh, yeah. Kirk says, let's release a pack of wolves on it, and everyone says no.
He's never had a good idea so far.
Yeah. Poor guy.
The fact the town meetings are so comforting to me. The town is made up of 20 people total. And I just
they
I don't
use
know,
the
I
same extras too, which
they
is
do.
Great.
But they said what's funny about that, you said it's so comforting to you. Those were the hardest scenes to shoot, allegedly. Because
why?
There's so many setups they had to do. Because it's a one character. Are you bored?
But it was super boring. It was boring, right? When they were shooting it.
Right. And it was super hot in the little barn or wherever they're at.
Yeah. Where is... I have never... Where is Stars Hollow? Does it still exist?
Connecticut.
Can we... No.
Oh, we're talking about the lot?
I'm talking about the lot. Can we find it?
Yeah. There's a bus outside going to take all of us to there.
That would be a dream.
You paid $5 and you're getting a ride to Burbank.
That would be a dream.
You get a ride.
We'll get on the subway. Does that stop there? I'm so afraid of the subway.
People
I don't
love the subway in LA.
Do they? I don't know.
It's a real metro town.
You can say that again.
What else, guys?
Let's do one Twitter Q&A. Okay.
Twitter Q&A.
You gotta work on that jingle.
What? We invite you on our show
negative.
And you do nothing. But
I don't know why I'm so... This is the opposite of Stars Hollow Spirit. I'm like the Taylor Dosey of this fucking
That's
podcast.
That's what I thought of you.
You said I was very close to Susie Orman. I don't know if I'm going to...
Well, just in voice, not anything else.
All right, good.
I'm saying you could do an impression of her.
All right,
yeah,
that's fine.
Fair.
I'm going to start wearing
this from Matt places. Gibson on Facebook. What are Demi's season 4 predictions? Well, this is going to be different now.
I've just told you a couple.
I think Paris has a crazy time in college. I think that Jess is going to come back for sure. I actually forgot all your other predictions.
Good. Do we have any audience Q&A?
Anyone have a question in the audience? Quick?
We have time for one, so make it count if you got one.
Just yell your question. Doesn't have to be about the show.
Guys, give us a question. We can like turn real aggro.
What?
We got one? What's that?
They want Pop-Tarts.
Do you want Pop-Tarts or do we want Pop-Tarts?
Do you want Pop-Tarts?
Yeah, do you guys want Pop-Tarts?
Do you want Pop-Tarts, everybody?
Yeah, fine, let's give them Pop-Tarts.
It's going to make everybody feel really sad after you eat one. You're going to feel a wave of sadness.
We're going to wait.
It'll be very dangerous. These are s'mores. S'mores Pop-Tarts.
That was worth it. That was worth it.
Definitely worth it. That wasn't a plan, by the way. We didn't ask someone to be like, Pop-Tarts. We were going to do it during the...
Oh, I forgot to say. I called this meeting to order. Okay.
Should we call it to close?
Yeah, I'm about 50 minutes late, but it's okay.
Am I Miss Patty? That's her name, right?
No. Are you hungry for sex 24/7?
Did you know?
I wish I was in a loose-fitting pant right now. That's true.
I'm so glad I had all that sex.
Oh, my
God. That's the
gosh.
Greatest Mrs. Patty quote.
Rory. Did that go away for a second? No, came back. Guys, let's rate the episode, because we're running out of time. This is how we do. We rated something out of 10, something from the episode, just an arbitrary object. I loved it. To me, the second half worked a lot better than the first half, for me personally. Cried at all the stuff I was supposed to cry about. And had a great time. So I'm going to give it 8.5 out of 10 Emily blue skater outfits.
Christy Yamaguchi.
Yeah.
Yeah. This episode, I when you said second best, I thought, honestly, first best. I think this episode is one of my favorites so far. There's so many moments like this show... I have a hard time like feeling things for this show unless it's like a hard argument between Lorelai and Rory or like a moment with Paris. And in this episode, that speech where she's like thanking her family is so beautiful, and then they counter it just immediately with trying to make you laugh with the insurance stuff. And I'm all about it. Everything in this episode's great. I'm gonna give it 10.
Woo!
10. Terrible mold inspections.
That's good. Floppy Muppet runs.
Floppy.
He's got to make the most of his screen time. You know?
Physical comedy on a podcast.
Starts off his reel.
The audience at home is so pissed. What did they hand out? What did they hand out?
Salivating.
It was kale.
Yeah. It was kale.
Yeah, it's kale.
Jessica.
I thought this episode was a really great, like, if I had to say, like, a good sampling. Like, if someone had never seen Gilmore Girls, I'm like, watch this episode, because I feel like it had a lot of the comfort of the small town just routine that we love mixed with these very emotional moments. Totally. That being said, are there better ones coming? Possibly.
Well, you're about to tell us one way or another, so.
Just go ahead. Are there... Is this as good as it gets? Should I drop off right now?
No, this is a... they're hitting a sweet spot here.
Yeah, season 4 is one of my favorites, even though
it is. And you know what? Is it getting better? I don't know. Once she leaves, it's gonna, you know, things are gonna be different. So
4, 5, 6.
This is really hard.
I'm gonna give it
7's number one.
7's the roof.
I'm gonna give it an 8¾. No, I'm gonna give it a 9.
How generous.
I know. I've been so bitchy this entire podcast.
No, you've been great.
Do you want to roast us? Like, do you want us to just sit and have you be like, Kevin's such an asshole? I'm sorry.
Kevin Porter's here tonight.
No, you guys are great. 9 out of 10. 9 out of 10.
Keep saying it.
Wolves that would be released to track those deer.
Feels right. Feels right.
Thank you.
All right, we gotta wrap this up. We're over time. It's now time for a segment we call "Where You Tweet, I Will Follow," where we plug our stuff. This is a cross stitch by Carissa from Austin, Texas. Stars Holla, out to her. You can find me at Kevin T. Porter on everything. Blah blah blah.
You can find me at Electro Lemon on everything. Blah blah blah.
You can find me at St. Clair _ Jessica. What a terrible. That's terrible.
I don't think find you there.
Hold on. Is that right, Dana? Oh, no.
You should follow that person anyway.
Dana, what is it?
I'm sure they have lovely tweets.
Your Twitter is Jessica_.
Oops, okay.
And your Instagram is Jessica.
What did she tweet during the show?
Oh, and Playing House. Okay.
Give it up for Playing House.
Give it up for Playing House. At Playing House, right? At Playing House, and it's at Jessica_ St. Clair for Twitter and at St. Clair Jessica on Instagram.
Just Google her. Just bing it.
Yeah, God. Just bing it, guys.
No, you know what? If you Google me, an image of Chelsea Handler will come up. No joke. It says Jessica St. Clair. There's Chelsea.
That's a rough go.
Living the gene. I'm not going to fucking Mexico with Jennifer Aniston, so that's not me.
Wait.
They're best friends. Yeah, they're best
Jessica,
friends.
Jessica, we can talk backstage after the show if you just want to like hang out.
I would love to. Okay. I would love to.
We'll connect.
If you guys could give me like a full body massage and turn out the lights and just let me sleep, that'd be
time to end the show.
Oh, let's turn.
Time to end the show. Actually, we got one more clip and then we got
a... Do we have a clip?
Yeah, I just wanted to play this for the fans.
Nice chicken.
Yeah!
All right, now it's time. You guys know what to do.
On the road,
sing along.
I'm lonely and so cold. All you have to do is call my name and I'll be there on the next train.
Remember when Carly Simon guest starred? That was such a weird episode.
Then you tell me to if you need me. Tell me to, if you need, me to be with you, I will follow where you lead.
I like that song.
Come on, Jessica St. Clair.